Now, more of Coastal Daybreak with Ben Ball.
Hey, welcome to the program here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Thanks for joining us here today. Poignant day here today as we are looking at the 30th anniversary of the Beirut bombing and at the Beirut Memorial today. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Jim Amos, will be there addressing that event. And also, during this time, there's no doubt that there's families in this area that remember their loved ones lost, both in combat and to terrorist attacks, and sometimes to attacks that happened inside the tent, is what happened in one of our families near here who fought for a long time to seek justice for their loved one lost. In the story of an event that happened in March of 2003, our next guest opens up some new insights into that as being one who certainly was right there in the thick of that as retired Command Sergeant Major Bart Womack joins us with his story, Embedded Enemy. Good morning. How are you doing, Bart?
I'm doing great. Almost had to make you do push-ups there. You got the rank wrong.
I know. I know you're going to have to come through the radio at me here today. I should not have ever done that. But again, Sergeant Major Womack as our guest here again. Let's talk about this. On that day in 2003, was there anything about it or the days leading up to that that made you is at all suspicious?
You know, not at all, Ben. And that was probably the most troubling part, you know. Although I think there are always signs, because where he slept with his unit, I mean, he was a smaller part of our unit in his platoon there, mm-hmm. and we were at the brigade level. You know, there weren't any signs that we could see. Now, were there signs that others could see that were close to him? You know, I don't know. But we didn't see this coming.
Mm. What we're talking about is Hassan Akbar. And his terrorist attack inside the tents. Run through that day. What happened?
Well, it was a little bit after midnight. I guess about 1 in the morning or so. I was up watching Tiger Woods play golf, and a grenade rolls into my tent. I could hear it. I could hear something, you know, kind of scuffle the tent flaps there.
Right.
And right in front of me is a grenade. And I knew we were in a land of not quite right by being in Kuwait. So I knew it was a grenade. I didn't know what type it was. And I went sticking around in that particular spot that I was in about 5 feet away to figure out which type of grenade it was. Well, that first one turned out to be an incendiary grenade, you know, which starts fires. All I saw was sparks. I knew something was wrong. I ran to the back of the tent to wake up the commander. Also in the tent at the time was the executive officer, and he saw that same grenade roll into the tent. Well, just minutes later, he rolled in a fragmentary grenade, which obviously does explode. But had I not been out watching Tiger Woods play golf, where that second and fragmentary grenade rolled to was my sleeping area, that just blew that all to pieces, and likely I would not be talking to you on the telephone.
Right. Killed in that was our Army Captain Christopher Seifert, and I know that you are part of your book is dedicated to him, right?
Correct. The portion of the proceeds goes towards his son's scholarship fund. And we also need to mention also killed was Air Force Major Gregory Stone.
He was a member of the 124th Air Support Operations. Now the person who committed this, what did you subsequently learn about Hassan Akbar?
You know, there were several things I think that surfaced on the internet. Mind you, that 2 days later we deployed across the border into Iraq. So a lot of things we weren't really focused on or even privy to at the time. Most of the things we learned after we returned from Iraq and, you know, surfaced on the internet and all that. You know, he was not our focus in terms of what's happening and why and all that. We had to carry on with our mission. That was probably the best thing that happened to us, was to get orders to leave, you know, the very next day. We were told we were going to leave in 2 days, which was the best thing that happened to us. So, again, but a few things surfaced about him. So I can't really speak to those. I don't know how factual they are. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk about those in the book. But, you know, more importantly, it was, really his motive for doing what he did.
What do you want people to take away from your book, Embedded Enemy?
I want people to know that this incident happened, and, these incidents continue to happen in our country. You know, Fort Hood got a lot of the, what happened at Fort Hood in 2009 got a lot of the press, I think, more because it happened in the United States. And this happened in Kuwait, although there was, we had CBS Media with us, and it surfaced on the news the very next day. They talk about it, then it goes right into the news of the war, you know, rightfully so, because the war had just started.
Right.
So the focus is on the war, and the public knew a little bit about this because it was on the news, and, you know, so if we'd done a poll, half did, half didn't, you know, so they were not aware that this happened, you know, to us inside the military as much as they were what happened at Fort Hood. I would like to think, had the book been done, Fort Hood, you know, might have been prevented.
Hmm. So, in your book, are you essentially raising the flag that we need to be concerned about some people, depending on what their background, on their some those who are in uniform?
Not necessarily, their background or in uniform, but to raise the awareness that this particular incident that I call the embedded enemy is an insider threat within our country.
Mm-hmm.
Homeland Security, you know, has deemed the insider threat to be, they pretty much put a kind of profiled the insider threat, in my opinion, before Sandy Hook happened,
right,
to someone of a certain faith, or they look different, or they wear clothes different, and they pray different. You know, I don't necessarily think that that's the focus. The focus is, unfortunately, in our country in 2013, it's everybody, Ben.
Yeah.
He has to watch everyone. The insider threat is what I named the epilogue, because this particular embedded enemy is a way to become an insider threat.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is the Sinai brothers in Boston. Another way is, Batman in Aurora, Colorado. All these
right.
insider threats. Another way is Timothy McVeigh.
You know, one of the things
as
you name all of these people, including Hassan Akbar and your attack, there was you can look at troubles of breakdowns in the family. I mean, his father was in prison. There was a conversion to Islam in prison, and he was forced to take on a new name and role. So there were lots of breakdowns in the families of almost all of these people that you talk about.
I'm not sure if they are or not. I don't really get into that part of it, because I don't necessarily think that a religion or a faith causes people to do this. I think that people do this. It's not the faith. So whatever faith you are, whatever faith I am, there's nothing there that says I'm going to go do something like this. It's
right.
people.
Well, I mean,
people
the same.
Have a belief,
I mean,
and they put a twist on it. They put a twist on their belief, and they turn it into whatever they want
right.
to. Because of their own belief and their own cause to do something.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at even at Sandy Hook, you look at McVeigh, you look at some family backgrounds, and you see families that broke apart or just had some other kinds of major changes in their family structure, and you have to think that there's some element to that breakdown of the family that may contribute to that. But again, in your book. As you point out that correctly, so is that we have to just be aware that that an embedded enemy could be right next door. I mean, it could be anyone on any number of circumstances for any number of reasons. In his case, his lawyer, Akbar's lawyer, always claimed that he had a mental illness that was known to the Army at the time.
Well, we like to think that anyone that commits a crime like this, something's wrong with them,
right.
you know, in their head.
Yeah.
Screws loose, or something happens to them. That we always, you know, that's the first thing we want to point at. But you know, that insider threat in our country is closer than we think, and that's the awareness I'm trying to bring to people with this one particular incident.
Yeah.
is just one of the insider threats and the one method to do it. You know, it could happen in corporate America as well.
Yes.
You know, I won't point fingers. It's not the military's fault. It could happen in corporate America. It could happen in the NFL. It could happen in any organization, you know, in the police force. You know, in one particular case where the Christopher Dorner, he was no longer an LAPD cop, but a similar incident happened.
Again, if you're not familiar with that particular attack that our guest is talking about, retired Command Sergeant Major Bart Womack, you want to pick up the book. It's called Embedded Enemy. And how's that being received so far?
Very well, very well. You know, I'm trying to get it out there so people can read it. I think it's a very, very good story. You know, people, once they read it, they'll realize, you know, what happened and how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the effort to get it out there.
Well, how can people get a copy?
Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay. And Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you can get it online. And it's available as a download?
Correct.
Okay. You can find it again, Embedded Enemy. Go look that up and stick it on your Nook or Kindle or your other devices to read it. And and again, yeah, I think it'll be an enlightening book. It sounds like it from what our guest is talking about. So retired Command Sergeant Major Bart Womack, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ben, for having me.
This is a Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And we appreciate Sergeant Major Womack for telling us about this story. It's a particularly hard day, I think, to hear that kind of thing. When you look at this 30th anniversary of the Beirut bombing, and these other things that have happened in our and to our friends and our families. It's 7:28 in the morning here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Coming up in a moment, we're going to find out more about your financial life. Greg and Emily to join us on the Greg Hicks Show from Financial Resource Management up next.